Okay, let's pray, and we're going to go into God's word now, and I'd like to just pray for us as we receive God's word. Father, we just thank you that the word of God was before all creation, that is you, Lord, and we just thank you that as you bring your word today, that you would bring an understanding of your ways, an understanding of you, and that, Lord, every one of us will be transformed and changed. I pray for the power of your word today, that, Lord, your word will go forward and will bring not only transformation, but bring renewal to our lives, and that we would hear what the Spirit of God is actually saying to us as a church today. So, Lord, may your working of your Holy Spirit be a reality today through the preaching of your word. Amen. Well, it's really great to be with you on this day and to preach to a camera, but to know that every one of you are out there. So today my message is Jesus enough? And I don't know if we remember what Jesus calls us when we come to Christ and we come to know him as our Lord and Savior. The injunction that he has for us is that we need to follow him. We remember what the Lord said to his disciples, deny self, take up your cross and follow me. And we see further, once the Lord had died and had resurrected, what was actually happening in the book of Acts. We see that those that were followers of Christ became people of the way, and Jesus is the way. And eventually in Antioch, they became Christians. But unfortunately in the world today, the term Christian has lost a bit of meaning. The term Christian actually means to have a testimony of Christ. And sometimes that significance has changed because sometimes Christianity might be seen as a form of religion, but actually it is to follow Jesus. So my theme today is Jesus enough. So if you want to get your Bibles, please. And the text that I'm using today is from Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62, if you want to get your Bibles out. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read for us from verse 57. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, and looks back, is fit for service in the kingdom of God. So here in this portion of scripture, we see three men wanting to follow the Lord. And in those days, I don't know if we understand what actually happened. There was a process. There was someone that was seen as a master, and people would come behind the master and learn their trade. And I remember my late father, just after the Second World War, he had an opportunity to become a tradesman or to become a stockbroker. And because work was so scarce at that time, my dad became a tradesman. He became a fitter and turner. But I remember he used the term, there was the master craftsman and he was the journeyman. And the journeyman was the one that was learning the trade. And the same happened with our Lord as he walked on that time in Israel. The teachers and the rabbis, men and women, would become disciples of a master craftsman. And yeah, Jesus was a master of the word of God and the Holy Spirit. And they would learn from the Lord. And that's why Jesus said, come and follow me. He's the master and we become the disciples. And this is a journey that we have. And God wants to teach us as we follow him, the word of God and working with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus didn't just take any disciples. It was through fasting and prayer that he selected his disciples. And we understand that there were 12 initially that would be his disciples. But not only were his disciples, but they became his apostles. Now, under the Roman Empire, the word apostle was very different to what we might think in the church today. But the apostles were ones where land was conquered and cities were conquered and people were conquered. They would send their legions and they would send their army, but they would send their apostles to go and actually duplicate and replicate what was Rome, the culture, the law, the society. So if you left Rome and you went to another part of the Roman Empire, it would Jesus did, he made his disciples to go and replicate the kingdom of God. And that's why in what we really need to be and need to understand too, not only are we or are his disciples, but we also, he's a apostolic people. We are to go and replicate the kingdom of God. But here in this discourse of following Jesus, I want to just go through this portion of scripture, there's 3 points that I want to do, and there's three men that we need to look at. And maybe this applies to you, and maybe you examine your heart and see where do you apply in following Jesus. I do believe it will be challenging, and may the Holy Spirit speak to you clearly. So firstly, the first man said, I will follow you wherever you go. And then Jesus replied to him, foxes have holes and birds of their have nests, but the Son of Man has no place for his head. Here was a man eager to follow Jesus. And we know with men's hearts, we all don't know the state of our hearts at times. And some of our hearts are good at times, sometimes it's bad. And we don't know always the fruitfulness of that. But yet Jesus comes to this man and says, I don't have a place to rest. I don't have a home that I can actually call my own. But I want to just bring you to a place of true reality. So he said to this man, he said, if you want to follow me, I'm not here to give you the promises of possessions. If you follow me, the reality, all I can offer you is myself. And I want to just encourage us. So often what we find today in the world, and it's not a criticism, but unfortunately from the early 80s, what has happened and what has pervaded through the world and through large portion of the world is this gospel that's been preached to make people prosperous. And I do believe God wants to prosper us, but this whole thing of the prosperity gospel has been taken out of context, that possessions and the stuff that we have become more important than Jesus himself. And I really do believe that the Lord wants to challenge us here. This man was a challenge to him and said to him, if you follow me, I'm not always going to bring you all these possessions, but am I enough to you? So the question is Jesus enough for you to follow him? So that was the first challenge to this first man. Is Jesus enough? In Acts chapter 14, verse 22, we read about this was given to the disciples. It says here that when we follow Jesus, we must go through many tribulations to enter the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, even today, as we're facing the world that we live in, not only with COVID-19, but with the poor economies and the challenges of living this life, there are many tribulations that we are going through as we follow in Jesus. But we need to rejoice. I love that scripture in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. And it's something that when things are seemingly not going well, yet we are following Jesus. Let me read it to you. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor the fruit nor the fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive tree may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like a deer's feet, and he will make me walk on the high hills. And that's what the Lord promises, even in the tribulations, even if seemingly possessions are not our inheritance, Jesus is more than enough, and we need to rejoice in that. So that was the first man, that was the challenge to him. It was to him, would I be enough for you to follow me, even if I don't promise you possessions? And we know that the Lord does, and as we do follow him, these things are added to us. Secondly, the second man was called to follow him. And I read from verse 59-60. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me go and first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And incredibly, here this man, it wasn't the man coming saying, I will follow. But Jesus said to him, come follow me. And this was a calling that the Lord selected this man. And I want to just say that's an incredible privilege. And I really believe that's for every one of us, that the Lord has called us by name. He has chosen us to come and follow him. But here the man came up with a legitimate excuse that he must go and bury his father. Now, in those days, it was very different to our days. Today's it's a quicker process, in that it would be a long, drawn-out affair. And Jesus comes and he challenges him. He says, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And here Jesus challenges those that are called to follow him about their priorities. Are we going to be so concerned with our worldliness? Are we going to be concerned with the affairs of this life? Are we going to put the kingdom of God first? We love that scripture that in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that's not just something that we can repeat, but that needs to be an absolute reality. And again, this man is challenged, is Jesus enough? So we need to find our purpose as we follow Jesus is to go and preach the kingdom of God. You know, I've been challenged over this last while in what we are facing and the things that we have. And I want to ask you, and I've asked myself the question, do you love Jesus more than you love yourself? And, you know, that's a hard question to answer because, you know, in a lot of ways in our lives, we live with self-preservation. We're about our environment. But are we in a place where the kingdom of God is actually first in our lives and our love for God is actually first? And I challenge you and I challenge myself because there's an incredible conflict that is going in our lives, the kingdom of self and the kingdom of God. And I want to just say is that God does not force himself upon us, but we need to lay down the kingdom of self and to take up the kingdom of God and go and preach this kingdom out there. So I want to encourage you as you go out there, be preaching the kingdom of God as you are following the Lord. At this time, the message that we have for a world that is in great difficulty is the kingdom of God. It's the only answer. You know, we're facing many things. It's not COVID-19 only, but now the world is, the ugliness of racism has reared its ugly head. And, you know, the answer is not the right political party or the right laws. Yes, those do help in the situation. But I want to say it's the kingdom of God is when Jesus comes to live in the hearts of men and he takes away that spirit of darkness that has been in our hearts and sets it up with a spirit of love. And out of that, all men are loved. So I want to encourage us. We have the answer, and that is the kingdom of God. And thirdly, the third man, he said, Lord, I'll follow you. But he used the word but. And Luke chapter 9, verse 61 to 62. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And here this man said, Lord, I will follow you, but he used the word but. And how often that the but gets into our conversation, we're not resolute. We put things in the way to stop what God has actually called us to do. And how many of us, and including myself, have put the but, Lord, I will do this, but. And I want to just say that we're all in that situation. And if you find, in your current situation, that you've got a but in your life, I want to encourage you to go to the Lord and deal with it and allow him to remove it from who you are and allow you to go forward in the fullness that he has for you. But amazingly, here in verse 62, Jesus also put a but in, because he brought the kingdom. But Jesus said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Yeah, Jesus is saying is that you need to put the kingdom of God first again. That's his but. Because you see, the Lord brings his ways. And when we understand his ways, these things work in the order that he has for us. You see, unfortunately, it seems this man put family before he put the kingdom of God. And you know, we love our families and God gives us families and God places us in families. But let me tell you that we cannot put family first. In some ways, as I've noticed over the world, that families become so important to the extent that it's actually become a sense of idolatry, that every decision is made about the family first, not about the kingdom of God. And I challenge you about that, that the self-preservation of family is a problem in the world today. And I'm not saying it's a wrong value, but I'm saying the kingdom of God is the right value. And I tell you, as we take Jesus' but and understand, as he challenges the core of who we are, we will see what God has planned for us and fulfilled in our lives. Remember, we belong to another kingdom. We don't live to this world. And we need to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So the question, as I conclude here, is, who are you following? Firstly, the first man was, he would follow God, follow Jesus, only if Jesus could promise to provide for him and give him all possessions. And Jesus didn't promise that. He said, I promise to give you myself. Secondly, the man was called to follow, but his kingdom became more important, not the kingdom of God. And I ask again, is Jesus enough? And thirdly, the man said, I'll follow you, but. And then Jesus says, no, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So this might seem a simple message today, but it's all about following Jesus. And I come with a challenge. is Jesus enough for you? There are many things out there that can distract us. And I want to just say all we have and all that we can trust in is our Lord. And he wants to be the more than enough in our lives. He's the all in all. And maybe he's orchestrated and allowed this all to take place, that we will not put our trust in our finances, that we will not put our trust in our own abilities, we will not put our trust in our own plans, but we would be in a place where we truly come to a place of surrender and humility, that we can abide in him and that we can rest in him this time. That's what God wants for us. You know, we need to have the faith of a child. And sometimes we have made our lives so complex, and we need to rest as a child rests in his parents' arms and knowing that all is well. Maybe we need to be at this time on Father's Day, we need to rush into the arms of our Father, our Heavenly Father, and know all is well and trust him. He is our everything through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I encourage you today is to question yourself. Who are you following? And do that seriously. And in your following, is the kingdom of God first in your life? Are you preoccupied with all that he has for us? So amen. Thank you, Lord. And if you out there today and you're listening to this and God has really challenged you, I'd like to pray for you in respect of your following, that God will just bring you to a place of clarity, and that your life will be consecrated to him and totally surrendered to him. And then too, if you're in this place and you've never surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ and you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, I'd love to pray with you too, that you can make that transaction with him with your heart and confess with your mouth. So I firstly like to pray for those folk that like to make a commitment to Christ, and to those that like to recommit their lives to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray and let's close our eyes and let's connect with God with our hearts. If that's you today, I ask that you respond to the Lord with your heart and say after me, Lord Jesus, I see that you are the one that I'm called to follow, and I haven't been following you, but today I choose to follow you. And as those early disciples, you were their master. I ask that you would be my master and you would be my Lord, and that you would disciple me in the ways of God, in the ways of your word, in the ways of the Holy Spirit, that truly that I can be known as a follower of Christ, that I might be labeled in heaven with my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that I will be known as one that belongs to you as a child of God. And I want to thank you now for giving me life and life eternal in Jesus' name. And then, Father, I pray for us as you're challenging us about our consecration in following you. And Lord, if we have a second kingdom that we are following, we don't even know about it. I ask, Lord, that you would deal with us, every one of us, and that we would seek first the kingdom of God, and that, Lord, and your righteousness, that the things of this earth will grow strangely dim, and that we'll be able to follow you and to follow you in knowing you and your presence in our daily life now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and may the word of God resonate in your heart today, and may you hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. I'd like to take time now, and it's just wonderful that we can participate together in breaking of bread. And I'd like you, maybe, I don't know where you in your lounges and that, I wonder maybe if you can just get some elements. If you can get something to drink to represent the blood of our Lord Jesus, and a biscuit for breaking of bread, if you can maybe do that. And I'm going to prepare us through the scriptures, and then we can break bread together. We can come to the Lord's table. So I'm going to turn to 1 Corinthians 11, and I'm going to read. It's the Lord's Supper, and I want to just say this is a very important part of us belonging to the kingdom of God and belonging to the body of Christ. And I read from 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 onwards. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we had judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined, so we will not be condemned with the world. Amen. So I wonder if you can just get your elements. I'm getting mine. But let's obey the scriptures and let's examine our hearts. And, you know, God always takes us deeper and further into him. So let's just take time to examine our hearts. If there may be sin in your life and you need to deal with it, it's a great opportunity as you come to the Lord's table to call upon the Lord to forgive you and to wash away the guilt and the shame and the the death of sin. And then that you can come in a place of righteousness before the Lord and you can share at the table. Let's just take a moment as we prepare our hearts, and also not only prepare looking for sin, but come with our hearts full of joy to rejoice in what the Lord has for us. Let's examine our hearts. Lord, we come before you and we realize that the flesh has a strong influence in our lives and our thinking has a strong influence that sometimes can be lead us astray. And all of us, Lord, have missed the mark. And we come before you today, Lord, and ask that you would forgive us of our sin and of omission and commission, that, Lord, that we can be cleansed from all unrighteousness by the blood of the Lamb, that, Lord, every one of us can be washed and be cleansed right now through the power of your blood now in Jesus' name. And then, Lord, as we prepare our hearts to rejoice in you now, we come with hearts full of joy, rejoicing in this new covenant that you've given us. And we come, Lord, to break and remember you today. That's what it's about. We break bread together to remember you, our Lord and Savior. And Lord, too, also we come to remember you that we are following you and we are dedicated to follow you. Amen. So if you can take your elements and especially the bread, and this is my body, as Jesus said, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me. Remember, he was broken for you. Take the elements and break it and share it. Thank you, Lord, for your body. And if you can take your glass with your juice, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink and rejoice in the Lord's placed us in the new covenant. Thank you, Lord. I really like to take a time now of ministry and to wait on the Holy Spirit. I know I've been sharing, but if you just send something in your heart and you'd like to pray for individuals or pray openly, just unmute your mic and maybe share with us. Let's just do it orderly. But if you have something in your sense, you want to just say thanks to the Lord for his great love and what he's given you for eternal life, and how he's protected you and provided for you in this time. Please unmute your mic and share. Let's do it. Let's spend some time giving thanks to our Lord. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I just want to praise and worship and honor you. You are amazing, Lord. You are so trustworthy and faithful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the same today as you were yesterday and you will be tomorrow. You are so loyal to us, and we do not deserve your faithfulness, and yet there you are being faithful and loving and kind. I just want to honor and praise you this morning. I'm so grateful for everything that you're doing in my life and in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Fleur. Anyone else?
Yeah, Lord, thank you for this day that has come before us, Lord, praising you in your name. of your flesh and your blood, and that you died on the cross for us, for our sins, Lord, that we're grateful for everything you've done, for the roofs of our heads, clothes of our bodies, and food in our mouths. Amen.
Thanks, Abby.
And Mark, and I pray.
Yes.
We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you that we've heard about the King and his kingdom. And Lord, how when we commit to you to follow you, you do the rest. And I just want to say this morning, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we've been stirred up. We thank you for the word. We thank you that we can break bread and drink of your blood. And we thank you for what you've done for us. But we just ask, Lord, that can you just see the desire in us to follow after you, Lord? We really want to worship you in such a great way. We want to follow after you. And we thank you when we just commit with our mouths and we believe in our hearts, you do the rest. So I just thank you that you're going to work a great work within us, Lord. And I just pray everyone that's here meeting, Lord, may you just fill us with your Holy Spirit to go out and to preach your gospel wherever we are, Lord. We're just waiting as horses, just waiting to go out and to just go in that race for you, Lord, as we're just waiting, Lord. I just pray there's an opening for us to go and just to touch so many lives. We just thank you for who you are. We thank you for each other. Protect us, hold us together, and continue to do your work through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Craig. Anyone else? The elders? Sorry, not sure what's happening there. Mom,
can I pray?
Yes.
Father God, I just want to thank you for being such a good father. Thank you for your love, and that you loved us so much and wanted relationship with us that you sent your only begotten son. And so thank you, Father, that you are a good father and that we can look to you, that you give us food in season, that you provide for us. And so, Lord, we just want to honor you and worship you. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for, like Fleur was saying, for your faithfulness, so that even when we are not faithful, you are always faithful. And so, Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being the same every day, and that you are in a good mood, that we can always come to you and know that you will be, that you'll be loving towards us. And so we thank you for that, and we love you, and we honor you, and we worship you, and we praise you today, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Tracy. Anyone else, if you want to pray, just unmute yourself and pray, please.
Thank you, Father God, thank you, as we come before you, Lord.
Sorry, I don't know what's happening. Bradley, you want to pray?
Thank you, Father God, that as we come before you this morning, I pray this for each and every one of us, Lord. Lord, that when we go out, Father God, when we are in contact with people, Lord, that there will be a miraculous move of your Holy Spirit in that instance, Father. Lord, regardless of what the conversation goes around, Father God, but that you'll take grip of us, Lord. And Lord, that you'll make the words come out of our mouths, Father God, that the people that we come into contact with, Lord, will turn to you in miraculous ways, Father God, that they will not be able to deny you. They will not be able to ignore you, Father God. Even if healing needs to take place on the spot, Father God, that will happen to bring glory to your name, Father, for that is what it is about, Lord, to bring glory to your name, Father God, and that those people will turn to you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that as we step out, Lord, we know that we can step out in that faith, Father God, that regardless, Lord, of our abilities, Father God, it is you, Lord. It's got nothing to do with us, but it is you, Father God. And Lord, that your Holy Spirit, Father, will move, Lord, like never before, Father. Lord, that people will not be able to stop talking about the way that the Holy Spirit is moving in and through us. And we declare that today, yes and amen. Thank you, Father.
Mark, can I pray?
For Arthur, thank you.
Thanks, Mark. And also, Mark, thank you for the message. Lord Jesus, I confess that I can see something of each of those three men, Lord, inside of me, Lord, and probably for all of us, Lord, that there's that the fact is that to follow you is not easy, and Lord, it's a lot easier to do our own thing and to follow our own ambitions and our own desires and that, Lord. But Father, I just do thank you that you are such a gracious Father, that you are patient with us, Lord. And Lord, over these last couple of months, that you've, Lord, I just want to recognize, Lord, that you've upped the ante, Lord, that you've upped the stakes, and that you have stirred us as a church, Lord, even though we meet via camera, Lord, that as a church you're growing us and all these new things, and Lord, that you're stretching us in every way, Lord, particularly spiritually, and today, Lord, particularly about the challenge to follow after you. So, Lord, my prayer this morning is that you would help us, Lord, in your amazing graciousness, Lord, to turn our eyes more and more, and our desires and our ambitions to follow you, Lord, and these things that do weigh us down, and all the other things, Lord, that might slow us down, Lord. This morning we choose as a church and as individuals, Lord, to make a decision in our own mind, Lord, because it's our choice to lay down these things, Lord. It may not happen all immediately overnight, but Lord, today, Lord, I choose some things in my own life, Lord, that I want to lay down, Lord, in order to be able to follow you hard, quickly, and diligently, Lord. So thank you for your word this morning, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Arthur. Quinty?
You wanted to pray? Why not? Father, we just thank you that you've done so much. You've opened the way for us. And Lord, there's so many times that we're non-responsive, that we're still stuck in our ways, and we're still so attached to this world. And Father, we pray that you would literally detach us from this world in every sense, Lord Jesus. That we can truly be effective for you. Last night I watched a testimony of a guy that came back from the dead after 3 days, and that it just shook me, because I realized that he came back with a message from heaven. And Father, you have set that person back on earth so that there is a testimony from heaven, like the rich man in the scriptures that begged that you would send someone back to earth to tell them about what is on the other side. And so, Father, we just have even a new revelation of the power of your Holy Spirit, of the reality of our heavenly citizenship, that will change us, Lord, and actually more importantly give us a revelation of the urgency with which to get those aware that they're on the wide road, and to reevaluate their priorities to become citizens of heaven themselves. And Father, I realize that there's so many that even maybe in our midst that just are blinded by the enemy, that the priorities are just still tipped the wrong way. The scale, which has got you on the one side and us on the other side, is so weighed down on our side that we have not weighed properly what it is in your kingdom. And that, Lord, we need to unload. We need to take these things off and to throw off everything that hinders, as your word says. And Father, that you would, at this time, be just filling us with the Spirit, giving us a passion and a desire and a willingness to serve you 24/7. That, Lord, when we're awake, we are serving you. And when we're asleep, we're ready to be woken by you. And so, Father, at any time, Lord, that you want to use us, we thank you, Lord, that you have chosen to work with people, that you have chosen to work with us mere mortals that you put here on earth. but that you have given us an eternal life, even as we sit here on this earth, but that we have a time to change the destiny of others. And we have a window of time, Lord, to just be obedient. And the treasures in heaven that await us, Lord, are so amazing and exciting that we cannot wait to see you. But Lord, while we're here on earth, as Paul said, let us just do the work of the Holy Spirit that you've given us to do. So Father, that's our prayer today, that we would literally get rid of the baggage, get rid of the things that are not necessary. And that as the scriptures that Marcus shared this morning, that they would be burned within our souls to change our very being. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, Quentin. Nikki, you want to pray?
Yes, Father God, I just do thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to lay his life down for us. So why would we not follow you? And Father, you've been so specific. You've come and you've spoken a word through Sally to say that, you know, we cannot be selfish anymore. We cannot live in carnality. We need to have heaven on earth to earth. And our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit to be used of you. So as Arthur said, Father, we don't want any of these things to hinder us. We want to seek first your kingdom. And as I was walking today and just praying, that scripture came back to me of don't look back. And I didn't know what Mark was even going to preach. You know, don't look back, because then the line forward is not straight if we're plowing and we look back. So Father, we don't want to look back. We want to look forward to really just seeking. In prayer meeting, you've been speaking to us about we've got to be serious about the lost, about the gospel, about getting to know you, Jesus, to make you known. So we do want to, as it was said there. You gave a strong word in these prophetic things, lay down, take off. So we want to be serious for you, Father God. We're living in times like never before where we can't just run to doctors, we can't just run to people. We have to take you wherever we go. We have to be the light. We have to be the bride that's getting ready. So Lord, strip off and do whatever you need to do in us, Father God, that we can see your kingdom come, and we would truly seek first your kingdom. Show us what that means, Lord. Show us how to really just minister you to this lost world, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Nikki. Anyone else would like to pray? Marnie, I see that hand. You want to pray, Marnie? Would you like to pray? Just unmute yourself. Anyone else would like to pray?
Yes, I think he's praying, but he's unmuted.
There we go, Marnie. Still muted. You're still muted.
Can someone unmute him?
Okay, what do you want to pray in the meantime? Mark, whilst we wait, can Thora just pray? She wants to pray something.
Okay. Marnie, get yourself ready. Thora will pray, then you can pray. Thank you.
Just as a family, as we together this morning, if we can just pray for little Kirsten Titan. You know, as most of you would know, she had an incident of a seizure in the middle of the night, and there's been past incidents, so she's in hospital at Rose Acres at the moment. Mm-hmm. Father, we bring little Kirsten and the Titan family to you, Lord, and we ask, Father, for your miraculous intervention in that situation, Lord. We know that doctors are busy with their tests, Lord, but we come to you, the great physician, the healer, above all healers, and we ask, Father, that you would touch that little girl's body this morning, Lord. Father, as they continue to do tests, Lord, that they would find nothing wrong, but Lord, that miraculous healing would come to her brain, Lord. Father, where those nerve centers are and where the nerve endings are and where things are so delicate and operate just as you created it, Lord. We speak into being in the name of Jesus, Lord, complete healing and restoration to her body and her brain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, for David and for Michelle, Lord, that you would strengthen them as parents. Father, that you would really at this time, just come and be a comfort to them, Lord, that you would strengthen their bodies, minds, and spirits, Lord, and that you would come and be their great comforter at this time, Lord. Father, we pray for that entire family, Lord, for healing in whatever form is necessary, Lord, for restoration, Lord, of joy and a hope for the future, Lord. So we just commit them into your hands, Lord, and we ask, Lord, would you do a miraculous work as only you can do? You see into their minds and into their bodies, Lord, and you know exactly what they need. And we just ask, Lord, that you would come and restore and bring healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Thora. Marnie?
Father God, Jesus Christ, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for this beautiful day you blessed us with, an opportunity to see it. Thank you for a good night's rest. Father God, I'm asking that you will be with our President Cyril Ramaphosa today. In this time of crisis, not in only in our nation, but also worldwide, that the Holy Spirit will guide him, protect him, and guide him. And also asking to be with all the fathers today, that we're celebrating Father's Day today, and where relationships needs to be healed, that you worked in that relationships, and yet you will heal the relationships with fathers, with their kids, their children today. Also ask to be with Mark today, guide him and protect him as well. And I thank you for Church on the Way, and thank you for your body, and help us and renew our hearts and minds to let your will be done in a body and not the people's selves, their will, but that your will be done in a body. Thank you for all everything you're doing for us. Thank you for all your blessings, your love, your mercy, and your grace every day. I pray this in your holy and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Marty. Amen. Thank you. Arvind, have you got something to pray?
To pray, 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 pray.
Amen. Father, we love you so much. And as a people, we fix our eyes on you and not the things and what's going on around us. And Father, we thank you for Mark's timeous message that you're speaking to us in this time, Lord Jesus, about not looking back and holding on to things. So Father, I ask today that we've been chained to things, and where those chains have held us back, Father, we can't run and follow you. I ask, precious Jesus, that by your Spirit, that you would undo and that you'd cut off every chain, all those things, Lord, that have held us back, that we'd be a people that would run, would be in a place of freedom with you, Father. So, Father, I ask today that you just give us the new eyes and a new heart, Lord, to see you and to love you and to follow after you. Father, I just pray that today that your Spirit, the Spirit of life, would wash over us. And Father, that you'd ignite again, that you'd light up again. And Father, that you would shine brightly for you, precious Jesus, because that's what you've called us to. You've called us to that. And then that, Lord, would be our love and our work in this time, following and loving you and touching those that you've called us to, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ivan. I'd just like to take an opportunity for those of us sick. I'm getting a lot of feedback. I'm not sure why. Oh, that's better. Balak, if anyone who's sick in our midst, if you want to lift up friends and family, and even in your own body, if you're not well, I'm asking you to just lay hands upon yourself, and I'm going to pray in the name of the Lord. And I just know our Lord is still the healer, and he wants to bring healing. And as we come to the Lord's table, there's healing for every one of us. And if that's you, I would ask you to put your hand upon your body. And as I pray, let's believe. It's an action of faith that we believe our Lord, the power of the Lord is here to bring healing. And I want to just trust God to do that. So if you can lay hands upon yourself and we'll lift up those people that need prayer. I know in our body there are many. We prayed for people even as we prayed for Kirsten now. Let's do that now. So Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, you've given us the authority to lay hands on the sick. And I know that we're not here physically, but as we extending people putting their hands upon themselves, it's an action of laying hands upon the sick. And Lord, we release your healing power and your healing anointing, and we break the authority of sickness and disease over people's lives, over the cancers, over the infirmities, those things that are holding people back, brokenness in their bodies. And Lord, we break that authority and we tell that to go now in Jesus' name. And then too, Lord, we release your healing anointing, your creative power now to form again, to make new, to make young, and to bring restoration back to body parts and to emotions and to minds and to brains and to organs. And we speak life. And even as Quinton's trusting for those hernias, we speak life into that, into those that are trusting for things. We thank you. We put our faith out and we believe for the miraculous now. We thank you for the miracle working power of Jesus now. In Jesus' name, we release it. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank you, folk. It's been wonderful to meet with you today. It's been different, and it's lovely to see you on the screens. It's been lovely to connect. I really have sensed God's presence here, and I know that he's challenged us, and he loves us, and we love you. But go and have a great Father's Day. Go and bless the fathers in the homes, and spoil them, because they carry a great task, and may the love of God be a reality in your lives today. Until next week, or see you at the prayer meeting on Wednesday. God bless you. We love you. Go well, everyone. Bye. Thank you.